On March 1st, 2024, the new gym at PHS was flooded with colorful posters and sweet treats for the Winter Club Fair. The students here at PHS have a diverse range of interests, which was displayed through a multitude of new and unique clubs. Let's learn more about what they have to offer. Aiming to teach students about plants and spreading their love for the environment, Eva Zizak introduces the Agriculture Club.
My club is the Agriculture Club.
What is the main mission of your club?
So our main mission, I guess, is to kind of educate people. It's more of like an awareness club, trying to educate people on what agriculture is, because a lot of people don't even really know, probably can't define it. Talk about how it kind of connects to different parts of science and how it kind of connects to real life. A lot of people, I think, especially at the school, are interested in like environmental science, and I think it's a great club if you are trying to go into that field. There are a bunch of connections that I've made in the past 3 years making lesson plans for this club. So I think it's really educational. We have fun. We plant sometimes. Sometimes we watch like magic school bus videos, or we just like have lunch together, and it can be just a fun environment.
The Agriculture Club meets in room 170, and everyone is welcome to join them in their adventures through learning about the environment. Similarly, as Kyle Dow explains, from planting flowers to hosting events for Mother's Day, the Horticulture Club also aims to make PHS a greener place.
My club is Horticulture Club.
What does this club mainly want to do?
We want to make the school beautiful with plants. We want to spread the joy of horticulture and just have a good time.
What are you guys specifically planning to do this year at PHS?
So right now we're preparing for the Mother's Day flower sale. We have like 360 plants. We're going to grow them. Also flowers, we're going to sell them for Mother's Day.
Students who are interested in making an effort to make PHS a greener place, it is never too late to join the Horticulture Club in their meetings during Tiger Time in room 240. Other than helping our environment, many new clubs are aiming to provide a safer and friendlier space for others. The World Vision Club does just that, working with other organizations to help younger children. Neither Santapur introduces the club.
We're called World Vision Club. We work with a community service organization outside of school who donates to kids around the world who are in need.
And how do you guys play a role in that?
So we plan to host fundraisers throughout the school year so that we can donate everything back to them at the end and contribute to their organization.
Everyone is invited to join the World Vision Club in their monthly meetings on Tuesday breaks to help create a brighter future for all. The Student Alliance with Refugees and Immigrants aims to aid others on a larger scale, fundraising for families that have migrated here. Amaya Joshi tells us more.
Our club is Student Alliance with Refugees and Immigrants, known as SARI.
And what is the main mission of your club?
To help new members of the community that have migrated from more troubled areas.
And what are you guys planning to do at PHS this year?
We're working towards fundraising opportunities to help support these families, such as a 5K that we're running and on April 20th. We're working with a larger community to make sure that these people have a place in Princeton after moving from more troubled areas such as Afghanistan that's war-torn.
Let's support the Student Alliance with Refugees and Immigrants with their 5K and contribute to their unique mission. Finally, the Mental Maze. This club hopes to establish an online newspaper focused on the medical sciences, using writing to teach and support PHS students about mental health. Introduced by Rhea Kontakindi and Gayathri Kilaru, students are encouraged to write and contribute.
The Mental Maze is an online newspaper focused on medical science, especially neuroscience and psychology. And our main focus is just to spread awareness about mental health struggles while also educating people about the brain.
And what are you going to plan to do at PHS?
This semester we plan to get our website started up.
So we have psychology, neuroscience, and medical science. Psychology kind of just focuses on like disorders and like, I guess, forensics and crime cases and stuff like that. Neuroscience is focusing on the neural health of the brain, and medical science focuses on the medical field specifically, such as like cases related to the medical field or like developments within it.
And why did you guys decide to start Mental Maze?
I've always been interested in neuroscience, especially since I joined high school. And I kind of just brought it up with Gayathri because I knew that she was interested in the medical field, and we just started like culminating ideas.
And how do you guys plan the article ideas, like between contributors and staff writers?
We kind of give the people the choice of what they want to do, as long as they run it by us. But if they do not have any ideas, we do have like a list of ideas that we can provide. But this newspaper is kind of about like letting them choose what they are passionate about.
We hope to bring a somewhat of a community that focuses on not just like medical, like the medical field and neuroscience, but also like mental health and awareness about that, especially in like a competitive environment like this.
With so many student-run clubs, PHS is truly a place where you have the opportunity to pursue your passions and meet other people who have the same interests. It is never too late to join the many new clubs that pique your interest and make the final months of this semester even more exciting.